is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks. Walid Mulluam said he would join the Geneva talks without any foreign interference. The United Nations Security Council has approved a plan for a Syrian peace process. Mulluam said the Syrian delegation will be ready as soon as it receives a list of opposition representatives to the peace talks. He did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. Syrian activists are reporting raids by government warplanes on the rebel-held suburb of the capital, Damascus, have killed at least 20 people. Dozens of other people are wounded, according to activists on the ground. Iraqi forces are still battling Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi. In the third day of a major Iraqi offensive, fighting raged around a government complex. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are trying to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps, and snipers, plus civilians as human shields. More than 100 Islamic State militants are believed to remain in the city's center. Elections in the Central African Republic have been postponed for 3 days after officials said they needed more time to organize the vote. Elections for president and parliament were originally scheduled for Sunday, but sources in the country's National Election Authority say they will take place on Wednesday, December 30th. About 1.7 million people are registered to vote. 10 Chinese cities were on red alert for air pollution Thursday. China continues to suffer through a wave of poor air quality that prompted the government earlier this week to order factories to reduce production. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say national security forces have regained control of the Sangin District Center in Helmand Province. The government fight against the Taliban there was backed by U.S. airstrikes, and a local official says at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed and many more wounded in the air raids. A government spokesman says the counteroffensive, led by Afghan special forces, was launched in 3 areas of the district.
We will be trying to reinforce more in Sangin area. But at the same time, we will be launching other operations in other parts of the Helmand as well.
Sadiq Siddiqui. 3 Palestinian attackers were shot and killed Thursday as they carried out attacks against Israelis. A 4th was killed in a clash with Israeli soldiers. The violence came amid a wave of Palestinian attacks on Israeli citizens that has shown little sign of relenting. Ongoing unrest is overshadowing Christmas Eve celebrations in Bethlehem. Robert Berger reports.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations with a march through Manger Square here in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. But the atmosphere is gloomy. 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence have scared pilgrims and tourists away. Palestinian merchants sat in their shops packed with olive wood souvenirs, but customers were few and far between. Robert Berger, Bethlehem.
Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas Thursday by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. In his homily, the Pope rebuked what he called society's intoxication with consumerism, pleasure, abundance, and wealth. U.S. President Barack Obama has issued a statement paying tribute to persecuted Christians around the world. Mr. Obama said Thursday that he and First Lady Michelle Obama hold in mind, quoting now, those who have been driven from their ancient homelands by unspeakable violence and persecution. In many areas of the Middle East, Islamic State militants have silenced the traditional ringing of Christmas bells. Prosecutors say Belgian authorities have charged a 9th suspect in connection with the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris. The man, identified only as Abdullah C., is a Belgian national born in 1985. He was arrested Tuesday in Brussels on charges of terrorist murders and participation in the activities of a terrorist organization. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing is warning of possible threats against Westerners in the city of Salitun or on or around Christmas Day. Few details were immediately available, although there are signs of increased police presence in the district. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.